Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Sports Grid Radio Network and Facebook and YouTube Live and 1090 AM and a lot of good stuff there. Yeah, a lot
Sports
going
grid,
on.
Website.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah, of course, now we have the website back up. So the website, letstalkhookup.com. You can stream us live there, too. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings, as you can see from our outdoor camera there we just had on. Captain Bill Wilkerson from the Horizon and the Malahini. Might as well tell them both the boats, right?
Yeah.
And lots going on here on Let's Talk Hookup. And thanks to Bill, we're giving away a phenomenal prize.
Yeah. What a fun show this has been already. Great information. So excited to hear about the new announcement of the Cedros trips planning for the Horizon coming up in October here, as long as we get some reservations and get those going. It's just been a great show. Lots of great info, and it's all about having you. If you want to join us in the second hour, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on the phone. Or keep those texts rolling, and lots of really good texts have come through. The only way you can text the show, pardon me, is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Make sure you've got the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when you send in your text questions to Bill, make sure you include your name and your phone number in case you're the lucky recipient of that prize coin flip. And you're going fishing on a day and a half trip on board the Horizon. What an unbelievable prize that one lucky caller or texter is winning at the end of today's show. You're going to get in with Captain Bill fishing that beautiful Horizon.
Yeah, thanks for that, Bill. And now, Bill, you wanted to follow up before we start the catch report on the finish of that question, that tackle question.
Yeah, and also, you know, there's going to be, I'm not going to say a complete tackle shop on the boat, but we'll have, you know, assorted hooks and things like that on the boat as well for purchase.
Yeah. All right. Cool. You're going to have a radio on the boat so you can hear la 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 la.
Exactly.
La 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 la.
Everybody down at Cedros that's been there knows. Everybody follows Lalo because Lalo's kind of the head guy there, and he's the man. And they all want to know where Lalo is. So when you're on the radio down in at
Lalo, 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 Lalo,
you always hear that.
That's funny.
You'll hear it.
Right on.
You'll hear it for sure.
This comes right along with our. I know we got the catchword coming, but this is a perfect text to read right now, and it's from Joey from Inglewood. He says, "I'm super geeked about the new Cedros trip. I can't wait. Best news of the year. Lalo's my number one captain at Cedros."
Ah,
and then, amen.
Lalo, Lalo. Lalo, Lalo, Lalo.
Perfect
timing.
Well, let's find out what's fighting.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch report. Today, Summit Gasoline, the San Diego Sports Arena, is the sponsor of that FishDope.com report, and it is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your trailer boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or $3.99 for 25 pounds. And you can get as many of those as you want. That's half the price of the others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. They've got Kirkland products at prices lower than the store that makes them, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents, and so much more. Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. And we're going to start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Bill.
Mark.
Great show. You guys are having way too much fun over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. No doubt, buddy.
But, man, first week of September, just some hot weather. Holy
mackerel.
And some areas, some pretty hot fishing also. So I'm going to start this report with a little sidebar. So in all the years that I've done this, and we're coming up on like 33 or something like that, I think.
Yep. Tomorrow is our 33rd anniversary. Thanks for reminding me that. So we'll be celebrating 33 years on the air tomorrow. Thank you very much, Captain Mark Wish.
And I've only been here for 32 and a half, I think. But, anyway, so in all of those years, no matter how many that I've done this, we have talked just about everything that swims and a private boat guy might catch, all the different marlins, all the tunas, even the long-lost albacore back in the day, triggerfish, just about everything a private boat guy might catch, but with one notable exception.
Ooh,
but now, after today's report, we have come full circle. So check this out. One of my customers comes in the other day, Jeffrey Jackson. Thank you so much for bringing this by, Jeffrey. This is a damn good story. He comes in yesterday all fired up. On a Thursday, he and his boys have been out fishing over at Catalina, catching a standard bass, bonita, barracudas, nothing exotic. And then they get back to the slip, and they got a few sardines left swimming in the tank. And their slip was right down the road from my store right here in Huntington Harbor, Sunset Aquatic. And so his kids were fly lining the last sardines while the old man scrubbing the boat. And they captured, and I saw the pictures, and these were just beautiful grade, 3 striped bass, like 6 to 8 pounds. Just,
Whoa. And
they were just pristine striped bass. And they had 3 of them. In fact, they had one of them for dinner last night.
And 6 to 8 pounds are nice ones.
They were nice ones, and they're just, God, they were just, the pictures were so clear and crisp, and those fish were just shining in the sun, and it was just awesome. So for the last, you know, couple years really, but especially this year, you know, we got a bunch of kids that hang out buying bay bass stuff, and they're all telling me that they're seeing fish that got stripes on them, and, you know, most of the time we think mullet, because there's a ton of mullet in the harbor. But I'm thinking with the guys seeing the fish underneath the bait lights the way they are, I think we got a whole lot more stripers swimming around this area than anybody's expecting. So it's kind of interesting watching those things develop. And, you know, Gundy talks about it with a surf report about where they're catching them all up and down the coast. And now this catch from the other day, 3 stripers. Anyways. So shifting gears, opposite ends of the spectrum. You guys had just mentioned it a little bit ago about tournament season for the Marlins. It's in full swing. The Masters, the first day was yesterday, and we got our best anglers fishing light tackle. You know, you get the most points for fish on 12 and then 16 and then 20, and, you know, a few guys fish 30 just to try and catch something, but doesn't get you anywhere generally. But they had a hell of a day yesterday. I think it was like 45 hookups or something close to that, and about 20 fish officially released. Another 20-some unofficially released between breaking light line and falling off and this and that. That's marlin fishing. But 3 main areas, some up toward the 286 and 270, another kind of right around the A-Bank, Avalon Bank, just inside that a little bit. But the main area was 6 to 8 east of the east end, and that is right in the dead nut center of the triangle. If you were to draw a line from the east end of the island to the 14-mile bank, and then from the 14 down to the 277, and then back up to the east end, you draw a little triangle, and right in the center of that is where those guys are fishing. And the center of that, since time began, has been alpha for Southern California marlin fishing. I mean, that's where it all started right there. Back in the old days, we never went anywhere other than there. You didn't have to. There was so much fish around. But it was really good fishing for him yesterday. I would imagine I'll see much the same because that fishing around the island there, it's been the best probably in 20 years. It's been the best in a long, long time. So
and
that's really awesome.
Marlin tournament's coming up, right? The Masters and then the Pesky and then, of course, Wood
Arrows
on the Water.
The Masters is on now. It was yesterday and today.
Oh,
Masters
on now.
Yeah, and then the Peskies, I think, is not – next weekend, although it might be, but I think following weekend.
Yeah, it's during the week, actually, because then War Heroes on the Water is the day after that.
Got it.
From what I understand.
And for you guys that like to fish marlin but have never really fished marlin, if you want to have the experience of a lifetime, you definitely want to try and sign up and fish the Peskies.
It's definitely an experience.
That is some wild and crazy guys. I fished that for many, many years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But anyway, that's most of this week's report. There's so much more to talk about. You know, it's interesting. Bill mentioned seeing some of that yellowfin underneath the dolphins there. And at the last few days, I've been getting the reports from all over the area saying exactly the same thing. I mean, fish up between the West End and Santa Barbara Island on the dolphins up there. They've seen some really good schools of yellowfin, some outside of Ben Weston, some on the inside of the island, inside the West End. scattered around, even some off the Dana, and it's all the same report.
Right.
Nice little marks of fish, but won't bite.
Yep.
Just got to get them to bite.
Give them to bite. It's been the hardest thing. You know, you drag jigs through them on the sides of them, circles around them. Come on, bite a hook already. Yeah, you're throwing chum.
It's got to happen eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's early September still. And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys over there will tell you when it's going to happen and where it's going to happen. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, or lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in a corner post of Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, it's time to go fishing, guys. There's a lot of fish around, and one of these days those yellowfin tunas will start to bite for us
a little bit.
We hope so.
No doubt about
before
it.
Before they swim out of here, they will, for sure. Maybe next week.
I just want that ridge fish to just slide.
Yeah, well, you heard Chris, like you said, a lot of storms lined up down below. That's a lot of times what it takes, that warm water push, and things start to change.
It'll be fine by me.
I like it. Yeah.
It'll be fine
by Mark,
me.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, buddy. We'll see you.
All right.
Thanks, Mark. All right, we're going to continue on our catch sport spot that we've been talking an awful lot about this morning, and that's down at Cedros Island, because we have Jeff from Cedros Sport Fishing on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Lalo, 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 Lalo. I was laughing so hard I fell out of the chair.
Absolutely
spot on. Good morning, gentlemen. Good to hear Bill on the line and gets everybody all excited. I get the absolute blessing to call in today because Rosie's doing a turnaround trip down at the CBX, and she said, "You're up, buddy. Take care of business."
So, if
I can make a suggestion on the tackle, and I know you guys were talking about that a little bit earlier, but over the 10 years I've fished down there, and probably 25 times, I'm going to tell you what I take, and if that helps, fantastic, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
So, both of us, a salute to you, Bill and Ricky, on your 10-foot and 12.5-foot rods. You guys are monsters. I'm a little guy. I can't fish with a rod that's twice as tall as me. That just doesn't work. But I use a Tranx 500 on a 8.5-foot Seeker, 80-pound Spectra, buttoned down with 80-pound leader about 3 feet. And the reason why is a lot of those yellows, especially fish and pongas, were in shallow water. Most guys that can throw a lure can throw it more than 50, 60 feet. And that's how deep you're fishing. So you need the protection. I learned my lesson going down there, starting off with 40 pound, and I spent probably $100 in jigs in 3 days. So yellowtail fishing, line up. Fish don't care. We're having the most phenomenal year down there right now, and we're telling everybody, line up. And if you're not catching fish, ask for a technique twist from Lalo, Javier, Chavo, any of the captains down in there, and they'll be more than happy to tell you, wind a little faster. So, tip of the day on the jig fishing down at Cedros, line up. Get your favorite surface iron jig, whether it's a Taddy, a Salus, a JRI, whatever it is, and turn the handle fast. They are not afraid to bite.
That's awesome, man.
Hey, man.
So, fishing the kelp on the with the bass rods, I learned from the master bass fisherman ever, Mr. Sandin. And he convinced me that, 60-pound Spectra, with 50 to 60 on your short leader, and throw that giant slug up on top of the kelp and hang on. And I'll tell you what, he is dead on.
They're not lying shy in that kelp.
Oh, no. And honestly, we've hooked many a yellowtail fishing that way and still got our butt handed to us. So it's just great fishing down there. The white sea bass, halibut fishing is great. You can fish that on the 80-pound dropper loop. Everybody knows how to fish that. So, I tell you what, listening to Bill running the horizon down there just gave my skin chicken skin, because it gives everybody an opportunity throughout the year, especially since school starts, to get down there. Everybody knows we shut the season down for us in October, and that works well for what Bill wants to do. So hats off. It's going to be a great, great opportunity for everybody.
But in the meantime, is there any spot available to come down on Sago Sport Fishing for the remainder of this season?
Yes, there is. But I'm not going to tell you the date.
Okay.
Because I want you to call Rosie and ask her.
Okay. All right. So, sounds good.
Besides, She doesn't give me a lot of that information, but I'm going to tell you, I have been down there this year, got back about 4 weeks ago, getting ready to head around, to turn around on a 7-day on the Indy. But it's been the absolute best fishing at Cedros Island with the team of people at Cedros Sport Fishing, because we have the top captains. They know where all the fish are. They're very well educated on growing up on the island and knowing where to fish. And they're in constant communication with the radios. So people are getting their personal. Yeah, exactly. That treble, 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 lalo, 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 gordo, 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 if you want Javier. But it's the best fishing this year that I have ever seen down there in 10 years.
You're saying something there.
Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to come down to Cedros Sport Fishing? Not too late, not too early to book for next year either.
Well, that's you know, a great question, and it's answered every time when Rosie's on. So go to cedrosportfishing.com. And you can check out the website, click on the menu, it'll say schedule, take a look at what's open, and if you see something that says call, call, because she's got a wait list on some of these trips, and she will try to fit you in or ask you questions on when you're available, and possibly just make it so it's just so easy that you can't say no.
All right. Man, thanks, Jeff. Awesome. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you or Rosie next Saturday.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good filling in.
Give her a call. You can reach her on her cell phone at 619. Oops, that's the wrong number. Pardon me.
Don't give that
I have it down to the number. So 619-772-7570, or look her up on social media sites. She's posting every night hundreds of pictures of people that are catching fish at Cedros.
I like it. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week. Hey,
you bet, bud.
While we're waiting for C4 Sports Fishing, our buddy Marcos on the radio there, I have a text that kind of falls into that from Manny in San Diego, and he says, how much time will they be to the fish going back up the line from Cedros? Offshore, Paddy's, Coronado Islands, what are you going to do?
Offshore.
Offshore?
Looking for kelps.
Could happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, and then you were talking about going to Canoas.
Yeah, well, we're going to fish. Canoas is a
Where is Canoas?
It's 80 miles northeast of Cedros.
And that's along the coast, right?
Along the coast.
And what do you catch at Canoas?
Inshore, cabrilla, grouper.
Sea bass, yellowtail,
yeah, all the above.
Nice.
But you'd be able to do it from the boat.
Wow.
There.
That's cool.
The big boat.
And
yeah,
then perhaps poke offshore and go if there's some stuff offshore. There could be tuna down there. You go run offshore and catch tuna.
There could be.
Yeah.
But I do believe that after we leave Canoas, everybody's just going to want to come home.
They're going to be sore arms is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really believe that. It gets really good. You know, I've done my research, talked to Roy Rose, longtime fisherman.
He's the Canoas master.
Yes. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you're right. I've been there a couple of times.
Got things
always
in
been
place.
With Roy at the helm. You're right.
He's
about
the man.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You have a good text too. Huh?
I did. Yeah, it was from Darren in Menifee. He says, "Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Bill. My question is for Captain Bill. With daytime tuna, are they biting any of the jigs on the bank? If so, what are the top three lures you would recommend bringing on one of your trips? Also, should we still be prepared with nighttime jigs? Thanks, guys, and stay cool this hot weekend.
Good question.
Yeah,
Everything that the Horizon has been catching on the banks has been live bait. Has not been a jig fish, and it's 7 trips now.
And is it all daytime?
It was all daytime. Apparently, he got into a night bite last night. I have to talk to him to find out what was going on.
Yeah,
I just got a text from my chef saying we got fish on the boat already.
Okay, good.
But then it's 8 o'clock. I know they're not on the bank yet, so maybe you found something short.
That's good.
Well, it's very good.
What's been the favorite nighttime jig for you guys this season on board the Horizon?
I couldn't tell you.
You could. I mean, you could just tell us. You don't need to keep it a secret. I'm just playing.
You know...
Well, what's the best nighttime jig that comes into the tackle shop, right? What are people buying?
Color matters and... That I have a 440-gram, doesn't have any paint on it anymore, jig that gets bit just fine.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It was called a...
Rip roller.
No, not rip roller. It had a weird something 10th or something like that.
I would say in terms of popularity, probably like the most popular, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's a fantastic lure and those guys are just crushing it and they're very good with their social media marketing, is the West Coast Jiggers HD in like a 350 or a 450 size. Those have been tremendously popular. Also, that 300-gram rip roller was one of the jigs that kind of started that whole thing off. And it has still been fantastic. When it's a lot of short stops, when the boat is kind of getting over the top of the fish and the schools are squirrely and they don't stick with the boat well, and you get one and then the boat goes again, you get one, you get two, like it's those first things that are the first lure that's getting through the school boat, that's when those Eddie Bomb style of lures are really popular. And you know, with good fishing and everybody wanting to buy fun stuff, like that has expanded from just your standard 16-ounce torpedo sinker with hooks on it to different killer painted versions, to different shapes of torpedo sinkers, long and skinny versus short and heavy. The Two Fish Jigs Midnight Rider is another, you know, oblong shape heavy jig that's been really popular. So
you know, something I'm also a big fan of is metered line.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe it gives an advantage to the person that has it. And what I mean by that, you'll get on the board the Horizon and we'll ask you, you have any metered line? No? Okay, we're going to give you 400 feet of it. And we tie
that
it to their
you
main
know
line.
Where, that's what you know
we
where you are.
We tie to their main line and tie their jig onto that. Well, what do I need that for? Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay. Get on a school of fish. Okay, guys, I'm seeing the fish at 350 feet. Oh. Each color is 100 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to drop down to 400 feet. Metered line's in the water. Oh, I got bit.
How about that?
Captain,
that
I think amazing? I'm stuck on the bottom. Yeah, no, you're not stuck on the bottom, bro.
There's no bottom here. Yeah.
Wind.
Bottom's deep. Wind.
Yeah, but, you know, and it helps.
Yeah.
For that beginner.
Right.
We typically carry, meaning my boat, carries a lot of beginners, and that's fine.
Right.
Because if we get those beginners hooked and into what's
absolutely
going on, it creates a bigger base for us.
So what you're saying is you're going to set the people up for victory.
For success.
Yeah,
you know, it
sure
only makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Rick, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it. How about we jump back on the phones and talk to Tom from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, I want to tell you, the highlight of my Saturday mornings is the Mark Wish Fish Report. He sits down and he thinks about it. He always has something interesting and educational to add, so
he's a professor.
I think you guys need to have a Mark Wish show. Yeah, he needs to come on for the whole 2 hours one of these days again.
Oh, yeah, we encourage him to come down.
Question.
I was just trying to drag him out of Bolsa Chica and Edinger is sometimes a difficult plan.
Yep.
We'll get him down here soon.
Right. Oh, that'd be great. Hey, my question, I missed the size of the boat, the length and the width of the boat, and I was wondering if you could tell me, I want to go out and just do some surface fishing for these small bonita. And what's the best jig for these little local small bonita?
Great question. A lot of bonita come over the rail at Malahini here.
Honestly, I remember as a kid, we would take a Super Bowl, put a swivel on both sides, tie about 2.5-3 feet of mono to that in a bonita feather.
Okay.
And would kill them all day long. I fished a bonita feather the last trip I was on the boat and killed it all day long. It was just every cast. It was stupid. It was stupid fun. Yeah, it was fun.
But something shiny. Yeah.
Yeah, something shiny.
Like a
reactive
Colt Sniper.
A crocodile.
Crocodile,
get you bit.
Those new Aptco you know, dart
swimmers,
jigs,
yeah.
Crossbreed is a really good one.
Yeah,
that little mackerel
the
color.
Smaller one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Something
grams.
Shiny, yeah. Something shiny and light, yeah.
Yeah. 50, that's a bonita killer.
60 gram, yeah.
Yeah.
That would work.
It's nice to see. And there's a variety of sizes. You get smaller ones big ones
totally
around.
You know what we caught about 3 weeks ago? We were out fishing the bank. And we got a tiger tuna.
Tiger tuna? Not a saber-tooth striper.
Yeah, or a laguna tuna.
No. It was, they get up to about 20 inches long max.
Yeah. Is it a bullet tuna?
Bullet tuna.
Right.
Yeah, bullet tuna.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of them in
That's interesting.
5-6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also, you know, else has come back this year is barracuda.
Yeah,
nice
time,
to see that big barracuda around too. Fun to catch.
It's been fun, dude.
Yeah,
It's been good on all fronts.
Yep. No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Good year to fish the lure.
You have a good one.
I thought so, yeah. It says, I've never had an opportunity to fish the Malahini, but I've always loved the looks of her on the water. Bill, could you please tell us the history behind the boat? That's from Stephen in Mission Viejo.
Hi, Stephen. She was built in 1941. Well, the keel was laid in 1941, completed in 1945. She is a World War II PT boat. Her hull number was 657. The 657, the 658, the 659, and the 660 were supposed to be packaged and sold to Russia in a package deal. The war ended, so the deal was canceled. Those four boats were then transferred to ship surplus. The 60, the 59 were then sent to San Clemente Island to be... not target practice, but to pull targets for Navy ships shooting at them. The 60 was hit by a shell and sunk. The 59, yeah. The 59 was then sent back to Port Hueneme, I do believe is where the surplus yard was, and it deteriorated to nothing. It was eventually sold, I do believe, in 73 to someone in Louisiana who restored her. She then burnt to the waterline 2 years ago in Louisiana. The 657 and 658 were sold to private investors. The 58 was completely restored, I do believe, in 2007 to its original configuration. It runs trips out of Bremerton, Washington right now.
Oh, that's cool.
The 657 was sold to... a private investor in 47 or 48 was converted to a yacht. It was a yacht from 48 to 52. In 52, she was converted from a yacht to a commercial fishing boat. She ran commercial fishing trips from 52 to 1959, 59, 60. In 60, H&M Landing bought the boat. It was the first 80-foot overnight fishing boat in San Diego that slept 59 people.
Wow. What a trip.
She ran trips from 1960 to 1972 overnight. In 1972, she went from overnights to what they called at the time three-quarter day Coronado Islands, where she ran from 72 to 2017. In 2017, she lost her run at H&M Landing. It was given to the Grande. And she became a charter slash let's do this boat.
Uh-huh.
And she's been running strong ever since, man.
Yeah. And how long have you owned the boat?
I've owned the Malahini since 2006. Prior to me, Tim Green owned her, I do believe, for 3 years. And prior to that, Manny Silva.
Quite a history.
I actually fished with Manny Silva.
On the boat?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Way back in the day.
Some amazing history on that boat.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including, I want to remind you that this portion of the show is sponsored by our friends, the Fish Bros, the Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. Now with new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilpert from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time this morning with Captain Bill Wilkerson of the Malahini and the Horizon, talking all kinds of great fishing. What a fun show this
is. Yeah, it's been really fun. And we just heard a couple great sponsors there. First one, Dawson Associates, Christy Dawson. Bob and Christy will be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hook Up Live in the world headquarters here, talking insurance, trip insurance and travel insurance and fishing, too, because Bob's a fishing guy now. He's going fishing a lot.
What was his I look forward to hearing his
Bob's gone fishing. That's his email.
That's his email now. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then also we just heard from our wonderful friend Valerie Hilpridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Harold sent me a text this morning that they went offshore for albacore, and offshore it was like 9 miles off of Queen Charlotte. They had a nice weather window.
Okay.
They went off and absolutely slayed the albacore.
Come on.
Yeah. So Valerie's talking about next year, because she always closes the end of August, beginning of September. She's talking about keeping it rolling through September to go catch tuna, salmon.
How about that? Tuna, salmon,
halibut, lingcod, all in one trip.
That'd be crazy.
So she's talking about, Valerie will be here in early October to talk more about that. We also want to talk about this amazing seminar that the San Diego Anglers are putting together in conjunction with Fisherman's Landing Tackle. I imagine you had something to do with this, Rick. And it's four of San Diego's best rod builders, Jim Trelekas, Bill Havens, Joe LaMonaco, and Chris
Latham.
It's free.
Yeah.
This is what's amazing. And it's open to the public. And they're going to have sessions including how to choose the right rod components in black, building the butt assembly, rod seats, rear grip and foregrip, and more, wrapping guides, under wraps, over wraps, grinding the seat, more, complete rod finishes, and simple rod repair and maintenance. It's going to be at Portuguese Hall on Shelter Island there. And it's going to be doors open at 6 and starting at 7 p.m. It's going to be Wednesday, October 9th.
Yeah.
And you guys will be there?
We're going to have a bunch of crew from the tackle store there, assisting in the tackle part of it. Obviously, the rod builders, those guys, that was a who's list in San Diego for sure.
Oh, boy.
So really, really cool there. And they're just going to be teaching all the parts of rod building. Whether you want to be a super high-end custom rod builder, fancy thread work, or you just like to know how to wrap your own guide on so you can take care of your own maintenance, or somewhere in between, all of it will be covered, and then we're going to have a bunch of the crew from the tackle store there also helping with, you know, blank information, picking out rods, learning that kind of stuff. It's
sure.
going to be a really fun night all about rod building. It's something the tackle store used to do a whole lot back in the day and just got away with it. And Debbie from San Diego Anglers is the one who came up with the idea. And Doug got so excited, myself as well, that we jumped on to lend a hand. But,
yeah,
totally free Portuguese Hall. It's October 9th, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really good time.
All doors open at 6, open to the public, free. The seminar starts at 7.
San Diego Anglers is going to put a big raffle on. So if you want to get in the raffle, buy some raffle tickets, you can raise some money to help raise money for the San Diego Anglers Foundation that does all those great war heroes type trips. But, yeah, it's going to be a really fun night. I hope everybody comes out and joins us.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it. But that'd be cool to have some of those rod builders come on. Let's talk hookup too.
I think so too, man. It's amazing what those guys can do, and it's amazing what a custom rod can do for somebody. I mean, anybody can benefit from it, but especially if you're a gal, you're somebody with longer arms or shorter arms, like having a reel that's closer to your body or further away for the situation can make a world of difference. And, you know, factory rods have gotten so good over the last few years that custom rod has kind of been a lost art. You know, back in the day, factory rods were nowhere near as good of quality as what you could get from a custom, so it was necessity. Well, now all the factory guys, the CalStars and the Seekers, the United Composites, they build amazing factory rods.
Right.
So it's lesser necessity than it used to be back in the day, but there's still some huge advantages in having custom rods.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be fun.
Sure. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Bill, so let's jump into it.
How about we talk to Daniel, who's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Excuse me. And my question is for the captain there. Horizon offers a bunk for couples. Let's say my wife wants to go with in one of those new adventure trips that are for the island.
What we would do is we would assign you our Seagulls trips. They will the bunk assignments will be how the person first not first come first serve, but if you're the first one to buy a ticket, you get first choice of bunks.
Wow.
That's how.
So you have how many staterooms on the Horizon?
There are 8.
So you would put he and his wife
in a
stateroom.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Two-person stateroom?
Yes, two-person
stateroom. All the staterooms are two-person
stateroom? All the staterooms, no. 6 of them are two-person. I have one that's four-person.
A four-person, okay.
Yeah.
But depending on the load, you know, there's plenty of staterooms to go around, especially on this first trip.
Exactly.
Well, it's going to be a light load.
Exactly.
So, yes, the answer, Daniel, you and your wife, you have your own stateroom, which is, that's pretty cool. And staterooms have sinks and stuff like that?
No, sinks.
Okay.
No sinks.
Just
dressers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So put all your stuff away and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Daniel.
Yeah, I had a great...
How do we sign up for a trip? We haven't talked about
that. Yeah, I was going to say, like, there's been a tremendous...
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the amount of texts that we have already had come through of people excited, wanting to hear about the Seagulls trip. I mean, everybody loves the idea. How do we do it?
They can go to hnlanding.com /horizon, scroll down to the bottom, and it says it right there. Or they can go, if they want to read more about what it is that my vision, I guess you would say, they can go to horizoncharters.com, click on Seagulls Adventures, and then read through it. And then if you want to book a trip, click the Book Now button there as well.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, I had a fun text come through. Says, good morning, guys. What a great show as always. I wanted to just add to the list of people saying what a great boat the Horizon is. They have an excellent crew. I fished with Bill a week and a half ago, and I had a bluefin up to 80 pounds. Highly recommend the boat. What kind of fishing do you expect to see on those Seagulls trips that you've been talking about? Can't wait to try one out. That's from Mario and Benita.
Hey, Mario. How you doing? It's going to be a hodgepodge. And I say that in the sense there's yellowtail, there's white sea bass, there's cabrilla, there's big, gigantic calico bass, you know. There might be shots at yellowfin tuna. There may be dorados. You know what I mean? It's
the freelance.
Yeah, it's early fall into, you know, the last week of December December 15th or 14th is the last trip that's scheduled for this year. You know, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, dude.
It's going to be very, very exciting.
You know, I'm not going to say it's a new fishery for me. I fished there before.
Sure.
You know, way back when.
But the advantage is you're going to be fishing with the ponders that have all the local knowledge.
Who know
everything. Those guys, they know everywhere to go.
Know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the best, the sport fishing ponders.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's just, and I mean, Lalo and Javier and his guys, man, I mean, from the conversations that I've had with them, they're all about this too.
You know, so
that makes it even that much more interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're behind it. You know what I mean? Let's do this.
That's cool.
You know, you had mentioned before too, a 10-ton RSW fish hold on board the Horizon. How cool that, we talked about you're not going to be limited on anything. You're not limited on plane space, not limited on weight,
no.
Not limited on rods and reels. Like, bring it all. It's on.
You know, and it will be done in the fall after Seadrill's Adventures.
Seadrill Sport Fishing
is done. Yeah. Seadrill Sport Fishing is done.
Yeah. Hey, John in Wildomar says, Bill, glad to see someone making some move to walk on the wild side. Your Seadrill trips can be akin to the West Coast Tony Reyes trip.
Yeah.
Won't replace Guadalupe Island trip, but that can give you a taste. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and another thing. I just forgot what I was going to say.
But
if I think about it, I'll say it then.
Rick, you have a good one, huh?
I do. It says, good morning, guys. Great to hear Captain Bill, who's always been so great to talk to in person. I'm curious what he believes is the reason for our lack of offshore paddy fishing this year and our lack of local yellowfin in Dorado. Wonder if you think we still have time in the season to make it happen. That's from DJ in San Diego.
It's still early. I don't believe the fat lady has sang yet.
I really don't. It's the first weekend in September.
The start of prime time.
You know, if you think about it, we were fishing till dang near November last year. We were fishing into November last year. You know,
the beginning of the bluefin season, the beginning of everything, seems to have been a little delayed anyways.
Push.
I wouldn't be surprised for that to be the same thing with our offshore fishing.
If you look at the past 2 years, for example, 2 years ago was the first time we seen water that dipped below 60 degrees in, 7 years?
Right.
I think everybody's spoiled. You know what I mean? That water time to get back up to where it is. I think things are going back to normal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to see albacore next year. I'm not going to say that at all. But
why not? Just say it because it's going
to
happen.
I mean, signs are pointing to things are going back to normal.
That's cool.
We'll see, dude.
I like it.
Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talked to Charlie? He's calling us from La Mirada this morning. Charlie, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us. It's been a busy morning this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Pete and Rock Hunt Rick and guest. I just wanted to give a shout out to Captain Bill and his boat. I fished it this year. I fished it last year, and second to none, the staterooms are. I want to bring my wife this coming year, but the staterooms are second to none. The fishery is a 10. And Captain Bill will walk you through the process as good as any captain on a boat that I've ever been on. So, props to you, Captain Bill, and the boat. And, I was fortunate enough to catch an 80-pound bluefin, which was one of my records. So, hats off to you, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the Seadrill trip.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, that's cool. And Rick, you had a good one.
Yeah, I can't find one that's not hyped up about going to Seadrill with you, Bill. It's going to be really fun. And this was a cool take from Jason in San Diego. Says, good morning, guys. What a great show. My question is for Captain Bill. I'm trying to get a bunch of guys together and charter your trip for one of your late October trips. I've already got 4 or 5 guys convinced to go, and I'm working on a couple more. My question is for Bill. Can I bring an overhead drone on the boat to get some overhead shots while we go along with my GoPro? I love doing videography of my trips. That's from Jason in San Diego.
I don't see a problem.
Why not,
with it.
Right?
As long
How
as you give me
that?
A copy of it and I can use it.
There you go.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, I mean, guys, I mean, it's...
There's a lot of interest about this, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, I mean, I just hope it takes off.
Yeah.
I really
sign
would.
Up. That's
yeah.
how it'll take off.
Yeah.
Go sign up on the website.
All right. Are you about that? That's,
yeah.
That's
hey,
what it takes.
Tom in San Diego says, are you guys working on a, this is relating to all the new stuff we have on here. Are you guys working on a YouTube tab for your app? It already is there.
Hey.
So if you go on our app, let's talk hookup radio show, you download either on Google Play or the App Store free. One of the tabs you see, first thing you see is a listen live, and you see all this stuff. You'll see our social tab, and on our click on our social tab, there's a link to our YouTube channel, and there's a link to our Facebook channel on that tab. That's also in addition to our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Top right corner, you'll see small links. The red one is the YouTube. The blue one is the Facebook, and then we have an Instagram on there too. And So yes, those are on the website as well as on the app. You just click on the social part of it and click on those tabs, and it'll take you right to the live stream of what we're doing right now. Also, once the live stream is done, you can see it on the live tab on YouTube as a podcast too.
I see a lot when I'm just scrolling through social media. Yeah. It just kind of shows all the past shows that have done, and it starts with the live shot inside the studio.
Right.
Well, it's sure easy, man. Just click away, and there it goes.
But thanks for pointing that out, Tom.
I like that.
It's easier than we think it is to access all these different social things.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Dennis, who's called us from Norwalk. Good morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes. I'd like to know about the albacore fishing.
What about it are you looking to know, Dennis?
Go to Washington.
Yeah.
You'll catch some albacore.
Okay, I guess they're not going to come around this year then, right?
Well, in range of our season, it's awfully late for there to be a big albacore year. As Bill said, you absolutely never know. It's fishing, and anything can and does happen. And like in several seasons past, there was a stray or two caught this year from the fleet, but it certainly doesn't look like we're going to have a big albacore year this year. But
they've had some fish up in the Central California area and in Northern California.
Some of the best fishing we've had the farthest south we have seen in quite a while.
Right.
You know? So there's been some legit
guys. Harold says guys fishing out of Mora Bay are going north and catching albacore.
There's been some legit Central California fish this year. Last few years it's been kind of Northern California and above.
Right.
And there's been some good hits in Central Cal this year. So it's working this way, Dennis. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll be doing a trip on the Malahini and catching some albies soon.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. This is from Robert in Puyallup, Washington, speaking of albacore country there. Bill is the man. I've had a blast fishing with him over the last 10 years.
Amen.
So, yeah, listening to us on the app up in Puyallup, Washington.
That's cool. Right on.
I appreciate it. Nice to hear from you.
This one's not far from that. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. I haven't had the opportunity to fish with Captain Bill, but you sound like such a fun fisherman. I'm curious to know where you got your start in the fishing game. That's from John and Carson.
Wow. My grandmother.
Really?
Totally honest with you. My grandmother. Started me fishing when I was 8 years old. We used to fish up in L.A., off of Venice Pier, and we went to Santa Monica Pier 1 year during the summer. It was funny. We'd get on a bus, dude, at 4 o'clock in the morning, catch the number 4 at the corner of Crenshaw and Venice, and take that to Culver City, get on another bus, and take the number 2 down to Venice Pier, which stopped us right up at the pier, go up to the very first outcropping right there is where we stayed all day.
That's awesome.
Did that every Saturday and Sunday, dude.
Really?
Yeah. She did that to keep me away from kids that were a bad influence.
Yeah, right.
That's cool. Hey, put a fishing rod in your hand.
It was cool. Then we went to
Saw me riding my bike on the Venice path there, because I used to live in Marina del Rey and ride my bike along the path. I probably saw you crossing with your fishing rod. Look at that guy.
Oh, right on. Yeah, and then we went to Santa Monica Pier one weekend, and we did that for like 3 weeks straight. I climbed underneath the pier with my green drop line.
Yeah.
Remember those little, it had looked like a little tic-tac-toe, had the green, like Spectra.
How fun.
You'd headline it down and catch big, gigantic buttermouth perch, dude.
Wow. Oh, hey, man. Are you old enough to ride the roller coaster at POP, the Pacific Ocean Park?
I never did.
I did.
I never
Many
did.
Many times
never
before
did.
That thing fell in the ocean.
Yeah, never yeah. did.
There used to be a pier for those younger people that was an amusement park on the pier right there next to right near Venice Pier there.
Yeah.
And Pacific Ocean Park.
That's funny.
Oh,
cool.
Wow.
No
Such
idea.
A cool place.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah,
but
never did.
I'm dating myself.
Yeah, right.
Now,
I didn't even
let's jump back on the phone.
How about Jose and Fallbrook up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, buddy? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Love the show. And I love Captain Bill. I fish a lot of times in the Malahini, the wife and I. And we're actually going out with you, Captain Bill, Sunday night on a day and a half. And was wondering what setup we should take. And it sounds like we're night fishing, too, from what you were saying. So
it
what do you recommend?
Like it sounds like there's some night fishing action going on. I'm assuming he did some night fishing last night because when I got the text message at 7 o'clock this morning, there's no way they'd be up on the bank by now unless he...
So he found some... There's been some pools closer, so bring your night fishing gear,
something.
Right?
Yeah, I'd have a big boy setup, 130-pound Spectra.
And most of that fish on the bank, the smaller stuff, is like 30 and 40-pound test?
Yeah, 30 to 40-pound test, yeah. It's been 30 to 40-pound fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
Number two, number one, not two or O1, a number two or
smaller
number one.
Smaller circle hooks.
Yeah, yeah, and I would prefer to use a circle hook.
Yeah.
That Gamakatsu Nautilus number two would be a great choice.
That's a great hook.
Right,
and you want to hear something funny? I didn't swear. I couldn't stand circle hooks for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because I like to set the hook myself.
Now you believe.
Oh, dude. Just put it in gear.
Yeah, that's it. And you're on.
That's
just
it.
Just put it in gear and hang on.
That's it, buddy. Wait, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on a day and a half on that beautiful horizon. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is the SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There is so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you will always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Spectra pliers that are made with ceramic blades, so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, so much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Who's going to win a caller or a texter? And Bill's going to do us the honor of flipping that prize coin. Go ahead, Bill.
Flip it.
Okay, we have a caller today. Congratulations, Robert from Canyon Country. You are going fishing on that beautiful Luxury Horizon on a day-and-a-half trip.
Thanks,
congratulations,
Bill. And if somebody wants to come fish aboard the Horizon, or better yet, get aboard those Cedros seven-day trips with fishing the Pongas down at Cedros that come in this October, how do we do it?
Again, guys, if you want to find out more in-depth about what's going on, go to horizoncharters.com. Then click on the link, Sport Fishing Adventures, and then it says Cedros Adventures. And it gives you a rundown of just what my vision for it is. If you just want a book, go directly to hmlanding.com/horizon. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Click Book Now. You're good to go.
Yeah, and like you said, you'll go with 15 people if you just need to get people on that
trip.
Yeah. And the first one is?
October 21st.
October 21st.
Also, the first one is going to be sponsored by JRI Lures as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are they going to have some free lures on
the
boat?
Yeah, I talked to Jerry a couple weeks ago.
Jerry's going to give it up, huh?
Save me a stinger, Jerry.
Yeah, cool. All right, once again, HorizonSportFishing.com.
HorizonSportFishing.com. Yeah. Or Horizon Charters.
HorizonCharters.com.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
Great job,
thanks
Bill.
For that.
That's
great.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board over there at Sports Grid. And of course, all the great people at Sports Grid. And of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And of course, the Let's Talk Hookup website, too. Appreciate that, Adam. And thanks to you out there very much for your calls, your texts, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the World Quarter Headquarters with Christy and Bob from Dawson Insurance. We'll be talking travel insurance and a whole bunch more. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.